is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? How about blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting live, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A, your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the internet. And wherever you are, on your smartphone, there's a free smartphone application download at GCNLive.com. And there's an app specifically designed for USAPrepares.com, all free. And there's a link to all your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to revisit something that you've heard on this broadcast, just click on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily. I'm your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. And we have a full schedule this week. Coming up in about a minute or so is abrupt climate change, extreme weather, and how bad it will be, the drought, with John Moore. He's a senior USAPrepares.com instructor, a seminar leader, and he's been at the Get Prepared Expo every time we've had one. And he's coming to the Get Prepared Expo this November, 3rd and 4th, Springfield, Missouri. He is a radio talk show host, a private investigator, and a good friend. So please stay with us for this class. And this afternoon, I'm going to be sharing a parent's nightmare, and that's at the 3 o'clock broadcast. Imagine being held hostage by your medical health care system. I was last night. Mercy Healthcare, also known as St. John's here in Springfield, Missouri. We pay these guys to provide our health care, and they also have something that they call Nurse on Call. So if you need help in an emergency, you can call the Nurse on Call. But you know what? They're miserable. And I'm going to tell you all about it. And I'm going to expose the fraud as I see it from Mercy Healthcare this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And then on a lighter note, just after that, we're going to learn from a banker, Senior Vice President Kevin Robertson. And he will be discussing debt, interest rates, saving money, what children should do, and what you shouldn't do. Now, class, Kevin Robertson is a fan of our network right here at GCN. And he listens to Alex Jones. He just might be your new banker. And then Wednesday, Dr. Norman Shealy will be with me. He's our brain surgeon. And then we're going to talk about cell phone applications with Roy Birdsong. Thursday, back to Dr. Norman Shealy, and we always take your medical questions. And then Friday, Dr. Pat Hutton and Joel Johnson, and you know Joel Johnson as MacGyver, and we're going to talk about rape prevention tactics that you can use. And then Friday afternoon, Dr. Joel Wallach. Alex, do we have John Moore with us? Okay. John Moore is still not with us. But I can tell you this, that John Moore is going to be calling in, and we're going to be talking about violent climate change. And I can tell you this, class, as I look at our farm, and I guess, do you know that Vin Fennelli and his family are cattle farmers? Well, we have a herd of cows, and we live in the Ozarks, and we raise these cows. And for years, we've had green grass, and we've had plenty of water. We have ponds on our farm, and we have a stream or a creek that runs about 3/4 mile through our farm. And the reason I'm telling you this is right now, the creek is absolutely dry. And so is our neighbor's creek, and so is their neighbor's creek, and so forth. And our ponds are going dry. And what we are doing now is we are hauling in water. We're hauling in water from the fire trucks to to fill our ponds so our cows can drink water. And we don't have any hay to feed our cows, and we don't have any grass. The hay that we have borrowed is from our winter storage of hay, the hay that will feed the cows through the winter. We are buying protein lick tubs at an extremely high cost to provide the protein that the cows are missing from their diet. What does this mean? Eventually, it means that at some point, we're going to be selling our cows. And those are the cows that we use to breed year after year after year to provide food for guess who? That would be you. It's a pretty serious situation here. And it's not just in the Ozarks. It's in the Corn Belt. Corn crops are drying up. And farmers are trying to figure out whether they want to waste the fuel, the diesel fuel, to cut the crops and turn it into silage, or whether they should just leave it. It's a very serious situation. And what's going to happen, John Moore's with us. As I see it, what's going to happen is the price of hay, it'll keep going up, and we will sell our cows. There'll be a glut on the market, and the price of beef will come down. And it's coming down every day now. But at some point, what you're going to see is the price of beef skyrocket. So probably for the next month or so, maybe a little bit longer, you're going to be able to get beef at a very good price. And I suggest you do that. And I suggest you put it in your freezer. And what the Finelli family does is we buy it in bulk, and then we make hamburger patties in baggies, Ziploc baggies, like a quarter of a pound each, and then we freeze them. And we use them all year long. So you can buy it in bulk, save a lot of money, and have beef because it is going to skyrocket for sure, probably by the end of the year. John Moore's with me. And John Moore, as I mentioned before, is a climate researcher. He's a homicide detective for 40 years. He's a bodyguard to executives and Hollywood personalities. He's a radio broadcaster of 16 years. He's a senior USAPreparedness.com instructor. He's been with us at the expos. Welcome, John Moore.
Good morning, Vincent. Good to be with you.
Hey, John. I've been talking about how bad it is out here in the Ozarks, and you live in the Ozarks, probably within an hour and a half's drive of our farm. How serious is this climate change that we're experiencing right now?
Well, their local ranchers really don't know yet. They think this is a temporary event that happens maybe every 50 years or so. The worst drought in living memory was in the 1950s in this area. Mm-hmm. This area wasn't affected too much by the Dust Bowl era. That was quite a bit southwest of us by several hundred miles. What they don't know is that this may be the new normal. If it is the new normal, and it is an if at this point, that will bring to an end the cattle industry in the Ozarks as we knew it. We'll see a dramatic decrease in the number of head of cattle per acre. It will be more like the dry areas of Texas when it comes to grazing cattle in Colorado than what we've always had, which is typically a pretty intense number head of cattle per acre. I think they've been averaging maybe 2 acres per head in recent decades. That might be reduced to maybe 10 to 15 acres per head, just as an example.
Yeah, well, I absolutely agree because I've talked to farmers that have cows, and for example, we've had as many as maybe 100 head on 240 acres, and let's say half of that is grass, and the rest is wood. And the cows do eat leaves. I mean, they eat leaves as far as they can reach their necks up. But 2 acres per head, I think that's right. And you know, it's frightening to me as a farmer because I'm thinking exactly what you just said.
Well, these farmers, these ranchers are businessmen, and they build a business model based on certain underlying premises.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the underlying premise of raising grass-fed beef in Missouri is that you'll be able to borrow money and purchase land based on so many head of cattle per acre. And all their business decisions are based on those underlying premises. Well, that business model is now defective. And the business model of one head of cattle per 2 acres is very quickly, they're going to find out, a defective business model. And it's going to have to be dramatically changed on one hand. On the other, they can't change decisions that were made based on that model for buying land, leasing land, and so forth, especially if they're long-term leases they can't get out of.
Well, it's really bad because it's impossible, as far as I can tell, to lease land at the rate of 15 acres of grazing land per cow. It doesn't work.
The owners of the land that's being grazed, they're going to understand this themselves. It may or may not be, this knowledge may not be very widespread during calendar year 2012.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are getting the word out, and these cattle ranchers are bright men and women. Majority of them these days have college degrees, and they're up to speed on all kinds of things, especially what it takes to make a living on their property. But the knowledge that I have, and I've been sharing for a couple of years now, that the Gulfstream stopped, and that's a permanent thing in terms of human lifetimes. It's most likely will go on for many centuries. So the Gulfstream having stopped is acting as a blocking mechanism, blocking the jet stream from moving from west to east as it's done for so many centuries, which is what brings what we've come to regard as normal weather patterns. Well, normal's gone. The weathermen are talking about El Niño and La Niña, which are temporary events that come and go. That's not what the cause of this weather disruption is. This weather disruption is a permanent disruption based on the Gulf Stream having stopped and acting as a blocking mechanism, blocking the jet stream going from west to east as it's always done.
John Moore, what you're saying is about as scary as it gets.
It is.
Permanent condition. John Moore's with me, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. He's been at the expos. You get a chance to meet him November 3rd and 4th. Springfield, Missouri. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We're talking about the drought and just how bad it really is.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.7570. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.1537, $8.0769 for a half ounce, or $403.84 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.1537, $8.0769, and $403.84.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com, the next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Moore is with me, and we are talking about abrupt climate change. Class, this is not idle chatter. This is serious business, and farmers here in the Midwest are having a very, very tough time, and this will impact your food supply. I'm a farmer, and you're getting this firsthand. John Moore, as you said before, this is a permanent condition. This is the new normal. I was talking with someone at the MFA, and that's like the Missouri Farmers Exchange here in town.
Right.
And one of the people who's lived here in this part of the world for a very, very long time said that the worst they've seen this was in the 50s. And farmers were cutting down trees so that the cows could eat oak leaves. That is really bad news.
That's desperation is what it is. And we have ranchers in this area that are preparing to do things, cutting down oak trees so that the cattle have something to eat.
Yeah. And you know, oak trees take a long time to grow.
They do.
50 to 75 years.
Unless they're freestanding and don't have any competition for sunlight, they do grow very slowly.
So when we're talking about this, yes, we are talking about desperation. So John Moore, what else do we have to look forward to? I mean, if the creek on the Finelli farm is dry, and we have one pond that looks like the desert, it looks like it's cracked on the bottom, there's no water in sight, the grass all around it is brown, and pond right next to it is drying up. The only pond that has not had serious damage is in the woods. And it's protected from the sunlight. Other than that, our ponds are in serious trouble. And the fish are in serious trouble that live in those ponds.
Right. Well, welcome to the new normal, Vince. If you don't have a spring-fed pond or one that's very deep and has a large catchment area, you're in deep trouble. The local ranchers, some of them have creeks that go through their property, and they're really blessed that the Creeks still have water that the cattle can walk down and drink. Cattle require a lot of water, by the way.
About 30 gallons apiece a day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and trying to move that by any way other than with a hose that's got a motor, you know, it'd be tough. And we're having troubles with wells running dry also already.
Yes, we're seeing the same thing. And what is really angering me, John Moore, is that the Soil and Water Conservation District has worked with farmers and encouraged them and has trained them to fence their cows out of the woods, to fence the cows out of the streams, to fence the cows out of the pond, and they would pay 75% of the cost of drilling a well so that those farmers can then use well water, water that takes years to get into the ground for their cattle, instead of right. using ponds and streams.
Well,
and the wells are, you know, 100 head of cows, a small herd of 100, uses 3,000 gallons of water just for drinking a day.
Right. Well, these farmers will do what they need to do to protect their interests. And if it means cutting a fence to get access to a creek or a pond, obviously they're going to do that. They're very resourceful and very smart, and they will do what they need to do to preserve their business and livelihood.
And their animals are suffering in this heat. These government minions have encouraged farmers and told them that, hey, it's okay. These cows can stand the hot heat. They're, you know, some cows are black. My cows are all black. Those guys get really hot in the sun, and it's torture on them keeping them out in the sun when they could be in the shade in the woods for protection. And then there's the winter, too, you know. They like to go in the woods in the winter for protection from the elements. So this government that we have that's telling farmers that it's great to keep your cows out in the elements, they're nuts.
They are. Absolutely.
It makes me, I'm angry. I mean, I'm just about, I'm restraining myself from yelling and screaming and slamming my fist on the studio desk here. I mean, I'm angry.
I know, you should be. You have every right to be, my friend.
Well, because they've duped people. They've taken taxpayer money at the point of a gun, okay? And they've stolen money from everybody. They've given it to farmers to do the wrong practice. Boy, it makes me angry. I'm going to try to calm down during these commercial minutes. John Moore's with me, and I've got a lot of questions about what this means for the rest of the world. The Gulf Stream has stopped. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares. Senior Instructor John Moore's with me. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
You've
got your.
Take my.
When you go
to
the
TV, for 2 seconds, start.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, I can tell you that the. The original survival economist is having a tough time here, along with some of the other farmers in the Midwest. John Moore's with me, and we're talking about farms. John, I see farms going broke. What do you see? John Moore?
Go ahead. I hear. What's your question?
John, I see, you know, with this problem with the weather, I see farms going broke. Farmers are, see that.
Because their business model's broken. Unless they own their land free and clear, and are relatively debt free, they can cut back on the herd and they'll take a hit. But if they're overextended in credit and, for a home or for the real estate, or equipment, and that debt would be reasonable and prudent and proper at one head of cattle per 2 acres, they'll find themselves unable to meet their obligations because that business model is broken and no longer works. So if they have a lot of debt based on a defective business model, that was the correct and prudent when proper one, they'll go broke. Yes.
Class, a tractor to pull a baler can cost you $70,000 if you want a name brand tractor. And a round baler, those big round bales that you see, the machine that will do that is about $22,000. And you can spend a lot more. You can easily spend $30,000 if you'd like to. And then you need a hay rake in order to rake the hay. And then you need a hay mower, and hay mower is another $10,000. By the time you're done, if you just want to bale hay, you need $100,000 worth of equipment
easily
to do that.
Easily.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know, the debt service on that typically would be spread out for 36 to year, months to 5 years or so with a monthly payment plan. And, it might be enough to push them over the edge and lose their property. Especially if they've got a mortgage on real estate, maybe a pickup truck, a mortgage on a house, it just may be too much.
I can see it happening. I can see, and maybe some of this is engineered to cause the family farms to go out of business so that they can be accumulated by the large agribusinesses. That would be an absolute disaster. We have fewer farmers now in the United States of America than we've ever had before. We used to have families that operated farms, and the average age of, I'm probably somewhere around the average age of a farmer here. Maybe I'm a little younger than the average. At 60 years old, I'm a little younger than the average guy. But, I think
60, that means half are older than 60. Which is that's a pretty big chunk right there.
Well, you know, I go to the farm exchange, and I'm like the kid there.
Right.
I'm not kidding. I really am not kidding. Because it's hard. Farming is hard work, and young people today, some of them, maybe too many of them, are allergic to hard work. And you know, everything's far. It's heavy. It's expensive, and it's backbreaking. And it's risky, and it's dangerous. Farming is probably the most dangerous occupation on the planet.
Whenever I'm together with a group of my neighbors, it's pretty common for not only men but women to be missing digits, parts of fingers, or entire fingers, from various accidents that happen around ranches and farms, and maybe walking with limps due to a piece of equipment harming a foot or a leg. That's pretty common.
We have a guy in our area in I won't call it. Well, I guess maybe we'll call it a neighborhood. It's really not a neighborhood. I mean, everybody's got a mile of frontage or a half a mile of frontage. So we're far apart. But there's one guy in our neighborhood that has a cage around his chest to hold his chest together from the outside,
right,
because he was run over by a machine. I mean, it's unbelievable how dangerous it is. John, where do you see us going? Where do you? I mean,
well, still be
I'm actually at a loss for words.
There will still be agriculture in the heartland. There will still be cattle, grass-fed cattle, just not as many, which means higher prices. The demand for beef will still be there, but the supply of beef is going to be dramatically reduced. So that translates into higher prices. I think you mentioned this at the beginning of your show, how people should stock up now on cheap beef, because it's going to be very cheap as these ranchers are unloading cattle that they can't support. That will go on for this season buying, and it may take a couple of seasons. If they think they can buy extra hay and support their herd this year, they'll do that, thinking and believing that the 2013 season will be what we regard as normal. Some will figure this out. Most won't. They'll figure out that this is the new normal. And they'll figure, well, I'll struggle and I'll get by this year, and next year we'll be back to normal and I can get my herd built back up and I'll be able to service my debt. I don't believe it's going to be the case. I really don't.
John, I was at the bank a couple weeks ago. I don't go to the bank very often. And I was talking to the tellers. That, you know, they all know me. And, you know, we're very, very friendly. I've known them for years. And I asked them what they're seeing and what the farmers are saying, because this is a farming community. And just about every one of their customers has a farm.
Right.
And they said that the hay yield this year is 25% of what it was last year. 25% of, not 25% less, 25% of what it was last year.
Right. Right. Well,
so
that's really scary.
We have an enormous reduction in the amount of available winter hay, and we have, and right now, that'd be horrible if it was just we had 25% of the winter hay that we would normally have. Now, add to that, we are not going to get a second cutting.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And so we only have probably 1/8 of the hay that we would normally have to going into winter. And we have no hay or no grass to feed the cows right now because the grass is all burned.
Well, let's not forget horses. Missouri is a huge, huge horse state.
Oh,
and
man.
Quite frankly, you can either get all the horses you want for free or for maybe $300 to $500 at the most for most horses right
well,
now.
I can tell you that is absolutely positively true because one of our neighbors, maybe a mile and a half or 2 miles down the road, couldn't feed her horses. And the problem with horses is they mow the grass right down to the ground, and it doesn't give the grass a chance to recover. Cows don't do quite that. Cows are a little nicer to the grass. They mow it a little higher up.
Right.
Well, and it can recover more quickly. Well, she dropped off these horses, and we don't have any hay to feed them, and we don't have any grass to feed them. So she had to find someplace else, and she is desperate, and these horses are starving.
Right.
So, class, if you want horses, you can probably get them for free, just as John Moore said.
You get all the horses you want for free or not much more than free. Absolutely.
And you know, and it's not like anybody wants to give them away. It's they have to give them away.
Well, horses are almost like family pets. They have names. People love them. They pet them. They caress them. They wash them. They brush them. It's a whole different thing than a cow. And they're basically family pets. And it's heartbreaking for these people to have to give them up because they really are part of the family.
They really are. They come when you call them. They're interested. They're intelligent. They're wonderful animals. And they're useful animals. I mean, maybe a cat is useful, and we have them, and you know they hang around the barns, and they prevent mice from eating the feed. But a horse is a useful animal, and to give up a horse is almost unthinkable.
Yeah, it's almost like
John,
a family member. Yeah.
Yes, John. So what's going to happen to the rest of the world as the climate continues getting worse? And let me ask a question before this. Are you saying that this is as good as it's going to get for a while?
Unfortunately, that's true. There's going to be one thing. There's a lot of unknowns here, Vince.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
We do know the Gulf Stream has stopped permanently. We do know the Jet Stream is behaving in a very erratic fashion. And mm-hmm. that erratic fashion and not moving in this normal west-east pattern that it's done forever is what's causing these problems. Now, there's going to be deviations within this erratic behavior. So we might see some areas that are doing quite well with rain. In fact, in my area, you go 30 miles south of me, they're getting enough rain to have a fairly decent season for hay. In my particular area, that's absolutely not the case. And in your area, it's not absolutely not the case. So we could see these extreme dry areas become maybe slightly more moist, and then the opposite happened. The areas that are getting enough moisture right now become extremely dry. Regardless of those deviations, what we're seeing is a new normal of drought that will affect massive areas of agricultural real estate in the United States.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, individual ranchers are going to have to, first of all, educate themselves, and there's thousands of people listening to you and I talk right now, and hopefully they know
right.
some cattle ranchers and horse people that can be informed and educated as to what's going on, why it's going on, and they can hopefully adjust their business plan to conform with the new normal, which would be a dramatic decrease in the number of cattle or horses per acre of grazing land.
John, can you imagine calling the volunteer fire department or the local fire department and saying, hey, can I hire you to go to the river and fill that tanker. It looks like a gasoline or a fuel oil tanker. I'm talking about a 40-foot tanker. Fill that up with water, and then can you dump that in my pond maybe 10 times, you know, over the next few days?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about.
Well, it's just about that bad. It is a genuine crisis. I think the governor declared all Missouri counties disaster areas based on drought about a week or so ago.
Yes.
It is a bona fide crisis and a bona fide emergency.
We have a farmer that comes to the meetups, and he is now hauling 3,000 to 4,000 gallons of water a day to feed his cows, or to water his cows. John Moore's with me. We're talking about abrupt climate change, farms going broke, and when we come back, we're going to talk about John Moore's video DVD series and how you can educate yourself. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Man, oh man, there's only 8 days left. 8 days left for the freezedryguy.com sale on number 10 cans. It's 25% off. And the sale ends next Tuesday. So after next Tuesday, you're going to be paying a higher price for freeze dry guy food. Price is increasing next Wednesday. So if you're interested, 25% off, freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. John Moore, you've been to the meetups and you've talked about global warming, what the government isn't telling you. You've been to the expos, you've talked about global warming, what the government isn't telling you. You've got a fabulous DVD series, and I'd like to say this and briefly, it's a life changer. Class, if you have a chance to see these DVDs and you sit with your family, as the Finelli family did, you'll sit in absolute silence. It is a awakening. It is something that I think you really should consider watching. And then what you'll do is you'll probably share them with your friends and family, and they're going to do the same thing. They're going to watch in silence, and they're going to say, we are not prepared for this. We need to prepare for global climate change right now. John, can you tell us about this DVD set, please?
Well, it's two DVDs, not quite 4 hours of lecture in front of a live audience, professionally done, two-camera shoots, professionally edited and packaged. This could sit on the shelf at Walmart or Blockbusters and be right at home. Mm-hmm. This nearly 4 hours, Vincent, is the result of many years of research and work and interviewing, finding witnesses and interviewing them. Original research that I did to locate the witnesses that they were at the classified government briefings about what would be happening in the future, of course, the future mm-hmm. being right now.
Yes.
I pulled together a lot of information from a lot of sources to make sense of this, and I focus a lot on the cyclical nature of human beings living on this planet, and the cycle that we're going through is a 3,600-year cycle. And it appears that we're near the end of one of those 3,600-year cycles, unfortunately, when we get smacked by the gravitational force and electromagnetic energy from this 10th planet that moves into our solar system, which has and is having dramatic increase in violent and crazy destructive weather events. All of
like Hong Kong right now. Like Hong Kong right now. 140 mile an hour winds in Hong Kong right now.
Right. All right. Well, nothing like 140 mile an hour wind to ruin your whole day, you know.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, very stout and strong commercial structures, not many structures will withstand that kind of wind. And even the stout and sturdy commercial ones will probably have their windows blown out. It's an education. At the end of the second DVD, I give a bibliography of books that people can get their hands on at their local library or Amazon to further their study and further their research and convince themselves that this is true. And that's what this is all about, is educational process and people getting access to the information they need to get real knowledge.
John Moore, there's a link to your website on our website, page one. And your website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. And do you have a phone number that we can use?
I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543.
That's 800-592-9543. John Moore's been teaching class with us today. Very sobering topic. Farms going broke. Food prices escalating at the end of the season. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones. John Moore, thank you so much.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.